Morning.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Tom. Very pleased to meet you.
You too.
You must be Dudley.
I am.
Hello. Yep. Welcome to Hillingdon.
Thank you very much indeed.
It's cold, isn't it?
Just a bit.
And this is the good man himself. Hello there. Hello, sir. Pleasure to meet you properly. I've heard a lot about you.
Well, some of it good, I hope.
So we'll just head back up the stairs and towards the car, which will take us back into town. So how many flying hours do you think you've had?
It's just coming up for us, the best part of 1,000.
Wow.
909.
And is there an hour that you remember in particular? Was there one that sticks in your mind?
Well, the smoke laying operation was the one that it was very difficult, and you never forget that. The objective was to lay smoke over the beach, the French beach, to protect the incoming British forces, and also to protect the capital ships, the Warspite, Ramillies, and so on, out at sea, about 8 miles out from the beach. And that was the object of the smoke. On the night before it, that's the night before D-Day, the mess was closed at 6 o'clock at night, and nobody was allowed out the station or in the station. Right? And we took off the next morning about 4:30. Well, we had to turn to port. And heading to port, you had to come over the German guns, which made this so memorable, as the noise. It was absolutely dreadful. You've got the British warships firing 14-inch guns, and the Germans, they were finding heavy guns at the foot in the warships. And we were down in a bomb, and the trajectory of the bombs from the British ships were just landing, coming down, and the reverse was hamming with the German guns. Their trajectory was just starting. So you're in the middle there with these shells screaming over your head. Oh, that was frightening, I can tell you that.
Right, gentlemen, welcome to the centre of London.
Thank you very much.
Now, we have a surprise for you. Right. In that you know that you're going to be meeting the minister.
So you told me, yes.
But we don't know where we're meeting the minister.
Oh, goodness gracious. Right.
But if you look over your shoulder, you will see the entrance to Downing Street. Have you ever been to Downing Street before?
No.
Would you like to go to Downing Street?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Downing Street.
Right, okay. Thanks very much. He said number 10.
Would you like to go into number 10?
Well, that's what the guy said. Go into when you go along to number 10 and go into 10. So is that where we're going?
Yeah, I think we can go to number 10.
Okay.
You're in number 10.
I'm flabbergasted. That's fantastic. I never anticipated this. This is something to tell all the folks back home.
Well, when the Minister for Veterans comes and meets you in number 10, that'll be a lovely moment for you.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, that's, yes.
Ah, now, talking of important people to meet.
Hello, sir. Nick Ferrari.
How do you do?
Absolute privilege to meet you, sir. How are you today?
I'm very not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yes, I'm never 100% any day, but I never anticipated this, Nick. It's fantastic. Yes,
I think if ever there's a time of year where we should be looking after folk like yourself, sir, it's probably now. So you it's reckon? Absolute. It's our privilege. It's my privilege, I'm sure.
No, it's you're too kind.
No, ridiculous.
Too kind. Yeah.
Well, I think there's a sense there's another surprise to come. The Prime Minister just has to finish with the President of Europe, and then he's coming to see you.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe this.
We'll just wait a few more minutes.
Prime Minister.
Oh, hello,
flying officer Leslie Valentine.
No, don't get up, please, please. Very, very good to see you. Look, please have a seat.
Right, thank you.
Oh, it's fantastic to have you here.
It's unbelievable.
No, well, it's a great honour to meet you. I've got something, which is that I gather that although you briefly served in the army as well, you were never given something you were meant to have, which of course is your Defence Medal. So I'm here to present it to you.
Oh, thanks,
it was
very
never
much
collected by you, and so come Remembrance Sunday, you can add that to your collection.
It's been an honour meeting you.
No, well, this honour is all mine.
And you've got my next vote, I can tell you that.
Thank you very much. But it is an honour to meet you, because my generation, we haven't had to do anything your generation, my grandfather's generation did, and it still holds us in awe when we think of it. And also, now there are, tragically, fewer and fewer of you for us to talk to and to listen to. We really want you to tell your stories and to remind us of what you all did.
I'm happy to do that.
An honour
for me, sir. Really is.
Leslie, you've just got into your car literally outside the front door of number 10. The TV crews are filming and you're being driven away from Downing Street. How does it feel?
Absolutely fantastic. I just still can't believe it.
So, here we are. Well, let's walk towards the memorial. Right. What's going through your mind?
Well, it's larger than I thought it would be. It's even bigger than life size.
And what would you say to the men and the women who fell now that you're here in this memorial?
Thanks. That's enough. Just thanks. Thanks for doing what you're doing.